Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Today's Father's Day, if y'all didn't know. You know, I remember when I was a young preacher, and I guess I'd been at this for 5-6 years. And an old man walked out, and he said, "Preacher, why is it on Mother's Day that you love all the mothers up, and on Father's Day you skin us?" And you know, you look back, and that's pretty much what preachers do. Because we want the men to become responsible. And we understand that a mother's love is there. And but mothers and dads have something in common, and that's in raising children. And mothers, even though I'm not going to mention you much today, what I say about these husbands of yours or dads of yours or sons of yours, I want you to know you are included. I'm not intentionally overlooking you. I was lucky. God knew what he was going to do with me and my brothers and my sister. And he gave us, I always thought, the best dad in the whole world. My dad was tough, fair, and strong. He always confronted me when I was wrong. He held my hand when I was right, and he stood beside me in a fight. He always taught me to take a stand. That was part of being a man. Never worry who stood with you, and always remember God see you through. Feed everyone, he said, both friend and foe. You may need their help, you never know. Keep your door open, let everyone in. To do any less would just be sin. I gave you my name, I kept it as clean as I could. Make sure you pass it on, clean like you should. You won't always be right, you too will fall. Make sure you clean up your mess and give it your all. Your life will be short no matter how long you live. Be a soul winner first and never forget to give. It isn't about gain for yourself, you know. It is for his glory. You will reap what you sow. Here is to you my best advice. Don't drink, don't smoke, or pick up a vice. It'll be hard at times, but you will be in control. Life isn't about your body, it's about your soul. I'm now in heaven because of Christ. It has given me the best my entire life. The sooner you learn it, the better off you'll be. It started for me. Started at an altar on bended knee. It didn't end there. That was just the start. You must give him your life, not just your heart. Being born again is what it's all about. Give him all you got and never doubt. I want to see you all someday, but Jesus Christ is the only way. It worked for my dad and my granddad too, and I'm sure it will work for you. I wrote that several years ago, the morning of my dad's funeral. And it pretty much sums up who my dad was. And I know you didn't come here to hear about my dad. You come here to hear about what Christ expects of us and wants from us. I jotted down a few notes of what's been said about dads and what dads have said to us. The poem that I wrote was pretty much what my dad had said to me, but I've always heard these lines from my dad also. This is going to hurt you more than it hurts me. I never believed that until I became a dad. Be quiet, I'm watching a ball game. Don't forget to check the oil. Every time I left, bring back all the change. Something my kids kept forgetting. Well, Bob, how should I know? Ask your mother. She said to ask you. Well, go ask her. And you run back and forth, and Dad's in the barn. 3 football fields away, and you're back and forth and back and forth. Hey, I'm not made of money. When I was your age, I walked 5 miles to and from school uphill both directions. You are going, and you will have fun. Who's paying the bills around here anyway? If you break your leg, don't come running to me. Don't put your feet on the furniture. Your mother will kill both of us. Get down there from there before you kill yourself. On second thought, go ahead. Why? Because I said so. And that was usually enough. You better get that junk picked up before your mom comes home. Just wait till you have kids of your own. I was not asleep, I was just resting my eyes. Someone said that parents spend the first part of a child's life urging them to talk and to walk, and the rest of their life telling them to sit down and shut up. Father said to his daughter, "What's wrong, Judy? You usually talk on the phone for hours, but this time is only about 30 minutes. She said it's the wrong number. And dads have received, if you've had any children in college, I'm sure you received this letter. Please send food packages. All they serve here is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Another son wrote home to his dad, and he said, "Dear Dad, please let me hear from you more often, even if it's only 5 or 10. I thought back, my dad led the singing like Michael does in our church. When my dad prayed, I knew he was talking to God. I knew that he was talking to someone he respected. My dad was a man's man. He was a manager with Western Southern Life Insurance Office, and I remember him saying, "I got 40 college graduates working for me." And he had 1 year of college. He said, "Bobby, you can do anything you want to do, as long as you put God first, because you're going to need his help no matter what it is." I could stand here for an hour and tell you stories about my dad and how he bought a camper and we went camping, and how he bought a boat, and it was a big inboard boat, Chris Craft. How he bought his go-karts and bows and arrows and shotguns and new baseball gloves and nice spikes and good clothes. And he made sure that we had everything we needed to accomplish what we needed, but he went a step further. I wanted to play the guitar, so he bought me a guitar. Well, that didn't work out. So I wanted to play the Hawaiian guitar, so he bought me a Hawaiian guitar. That didn't work out. I wanted to play the trumpet, so he bought me a trumpet. That didn't work out either. But never once did he say, "I already bought you a guitar, so I'm not buying you anything else." He looked for what my heart was seeking, knowing that I was a child and I was seeking for something. And he knew that if I could grasp that, and if he made it possible, I would grasp that and I would be where the Lord wanted me to be. He encouraged me to lead the Methodist Youth Fellowship when I was only 15 years old. They needed a leader. We didn't have any adults that wanted to. They were all 90. So I had to prepare a lesson every week for our youth fellowship. I remember when the Lord called me to preach and how excited Dad got. There's my daughter. I didn't see you come in. Bless your heart. And I have a great son-in-law. I know because I lived with her. Josh is a great guy. But I can go on and on and tell you about my dad. But I jotted down a few notes because we're encompassed about by a lot of great dads. It isn't my dad, and we don't have to look back and look out in order to find what my dad was or what my dad did. You can look around and see what dads have done. Roger DePew, I don't think he's here today, but Roger adopted Trevor, who plays our guitar. Roger sold his house and moved so that Trevor could have a good school to go to where he'd be accepted and where he could excel, and he has. My dad sold his house because I wanted to play football, and he moved me to a school that played football, and I was there for 3 years, and when I graduated, the very year I graduated, he moved back. I didn't realize the sacrifice that my dad made until many years after that. I watched Chris Weber around here with Madison and CJ. And he's always watching his kids. He's always around his kids. You can tell he loves his kids, and his kids love him. Now, I'm not going to mention everybody today. It's just because I asked the Lord who to mention, and he just gave me some names, and I just wrote them down because I know their stories. Rob Eisman. Rob has a son that plays our drums. He has two sons. Rob goes out and sets through University of Toledo football games in the rain and the snow to watch his son play the drums in the university band. In high school, he worked with the band, ran their website in order to get, he worked the fundraisers because he loved his sons. And his sons, you can tell when they're around him, they respect him. You don't have to look far back to my dad. You can look at dads right here. Matt Keck. Matt Keck is a good ball player. Matter of fact, he was one of the few players we had that could actually place the ball when he hit it. And Matt, in the very prime of his playing ball, quit because he wanted to go with his boys and watch them play ball and make sure they got into the game. He's in Canton, Ohio today watching one of his boys. Well, we're going to talk to him about that. No. Sometimes it's better to build a relationship. And I do know some of you parents that go to some of these away games, and my daughter does the same thing. My granddaughter, they live in Sacramento. They were in Reno to a ball game all weekend, last weekend. Sometimes you got to take time with that child and be alone and build a relationship with them, or you'll never have any influence. But Matt quit when he was at his best. Nick Miller. Nick usually sits back here. Pam plays the harp. Nick took his daughter in. He was vice president of Merrill Lynch when she was 16 and taught her the business. She went through the University of Toledo and graduated, and he handed her his book when he walked out. He wasn't selfish and says, I want more. I want paid on this the rest of my life. He said, here, kid, because he believed in her. That's what dads do. Dads sacrifice. We have some young parents, I'm watching them, with Tony Rogers and Mike Long and Josh Hayes and Gene Brandeberry. Gene, your son, Jacob, I watch him at the bonfire. I watch him around here. You've taught that boy to work. And you know what? He's always got a smile. Sometimes I wish I was your age when I had my kids. Because sometimes your kids are raised before you figure out just how much you care about them. Don, I watched you as your daughter was cheerleading down at the University of Bowling Green. And every time they threw her up in the air, You hurt because you were afraid. And then you got excited when they caught her. You believed in your kids. And you walk around and watch them. Bill Langendorfer and your daughters and your sons. And I've met all of them. What a great job you've done with your kids. If your kids were standing up here, they could say as much about you as I say about my dad. Derek Peer and his three girls. And I remember when all three of them were born. Rick Lynch. I've met both of his daughters and his son. Not only a father to your daughters, but a father to your nieces. And got them in church. Rich Onstein said to me, my dad would really be proud of me because I'm in church and when he came on council. See, we never forget. We never forget what our dad would make our dad proud. I don't know how old you are now, Rich. I know you had a birthday. I just wished you a birthday. But he's in heaven, and he was in heaven, but he's still proud of you. John Pori with Garrett. What a great kid. You don't have to worry about him. John would knock his head off if he messed up. I've watched Jamie Coon's kids go from kind of ornery to being very settled and loving and good young men, nice young lady, Wesley and Luke. Lou Spence back here with his three girls and your daughters. They're all smart. They're all workers. They're all have good families. I've learned to know Lou in the kitchen. They're the better guy I know. Probably isn't a better dad that I know. We are encompassed about by so many great dads. Jason Dick. Jason chose to be a dad. I remember when he chose the girls. First one he chose was Emily, and you did good. Then he chose these two blondes. And he knew what you looked like. And he liked that, and he chose you. And they adopted you, and they're raising you, and they're giving you, they're sacrificing for you. You got a great dad. Clint Guy. Clint had two girls. One of them called me and said, Dad, they're having some trouble. He walked off his job and flew to Florida and brought them home and raised them. That's a dad. That's a real dad that steps in and takes responsibility. Paul Sayre just had a daughter that passed. He took off, would drive his motor home down, sometimes drive his car down, but he was there even though she was hundreds of miles away. I didn't know her, but I know the daughter you bring to church with you and a son-in-law. What great kids. Russ Siegel. Russ sitting back there. And John, missionary in Russia for 20-some years. What a great dad. His daughter's married to a preacher. Larry Yall back there about died in church. Well, you weren't supposed to because I was supposed to talk about you. And the two girls that you have in church. And your granddaughter that plays our flute. And your grandson and his son, Sam. And they're digging in. They want to teach the kids Christianity and Christian life. And Malcolm Kennedy has two granddaughters here. He taught me how to be a grandpa. I saw him bringing those girls to church. I saw him loving those girls. I saw him teaching the girls about faith. And I can tell you, I had a great dad. But there's many of you out here that are better dads than my dad was, or just as good. There isn't a dad out here that can't be better and can't do improvement. But I want to tell you, you don't have to look too far. And I mentioned all these names today just for one reason, so you kids know. You hit the jackpot when you had your dad. You're not always going to have him. Just not many years ago, I had my hand laying on my dad's head for about 25 minutes till he slipped off into heaven. That dad that instructed me, that dad that taught me, that dad that wasn't always satisfied with what I did, that dad that, he didn't argue with me. I could argue a mom, but dad you didn't argue with. He believed the Bible said, let your A be A and your nay nay. So when dad said it, that ended it. There was no discussion. And I knew that he had my best interest at heart. See, a true dad is always sacrificing, always giving. I wrote a little thing and put it on the internet this week. Being a dad is not being a best friend. It's being a dad. It's not being a coach or a teacher, but a dad. Being a dad cannot be compared to any other position in life. Being a dad is always caring, always being there, always pushing, always living, never giving up, never walking away, always praying, always helping. Being a dad is being the foundation of your kids, for your kids, the cornerstone, the example, the shelter, the provider, the spiritual leader. Being a dad is sacrifice of your wants, your wills, your time, your money to be responsible, to respect, and to embrace. No one can ever take your place. Some may try and they may help, but you are their dad. So buck up and earn a spot not only in your kid's life but in their heart. That takes responsibility. We have a whole nother list of men that I could name your names. Your great dads. Sometimes you don't figure it out until your kids are raised, but you can always step into their life because they're looking for a dad. Every kid is. Some of you have become surrogate fathers to adults that have came into this church that are looking for a relationship that they needed and they long for in their own dad. And they've tied on to you, and you've helped some of those young men and young women to feel accepted and being taught. And you see it that it's a continual love. It's a love that will overlook their sin. My kids haven't always been perfect, but I wasn't always a perfect dad. I'm not the best grandpa in the world. I'm 66 and still working. And I share grandkids with Ken Quigg. Where's Ken? Right here. I share grandkids with him. And I envy him because he's a better grandpa than I am. He spends more time with them. He sacrifices more. So that encourages me. So whoever you are and wherever you are, John Floor is another one back there as I look. I mean, just to know his kids. And I saw them grow up. I saw them when they were just little ones. You're encompassed about by a great group of fathers. And we believe in this church. And I'm going to end. We believe in this church that the man is the head of the house. And the woman's the neck, and you never could be who you're going to be without her turning you the way you should go. It is a partnership. And stick together. Love together. Let us stand. Our Heavenly Father, help these young people and these children to catch on to just who their dad is before it's too late. Before they're out of their house, before they're out of college, before they have their own family, and before their dad goes to heaven. Lord, help us to make the phone calls. Help us to show the appreciation. Help us to be who we need to be. Lord, I thank you that Andrea is here today. I pray that you bless her and Josh. And Lord, you couldn't have done any better. You brought them together right here at the church. And it's good to have a son-in-law that you know believes I'm going to train the kids in the way they should go. I thank you for him. Lord, I pray this day that you bless everyone for being here. We thank you for watching over our church. Now strengthen us in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.